Blog Talk Radio.
See, some stories are hard to tell, not knowing where to begin, fearful of the outcome, suffering from depression brought on by an illness I had no control over, where tumor cells overtake your body, growing rapidly. Here I was, 31 and cancer got the best of me, not knowing what to do or how to deal with the conception of this illness leads me into a state of depression, pushing people away, not wanting to be close to anyone, hurting people I love, not wanting them to know my pain. For the first time in my life, I cried openly, praying for answers, still pushing away deeper and deeper into oblivion. Self-destruction, more than a thought. Drinking became my pastime, followed by endless sorrows. There had to be more, but ignorance kept me blind. Looking eagerly and searching for answers, my ignorance faded. Amazing how one can learn when death is knocking on your footsteps, constantly being tired, cancer cells spreading, tumors getting bigger, being embarrassed of the nature of my illness, how it grew, where it grew. Knowing something was wrong, how my right testy kept swelling, she noticed it, asking me questions I couldn't answer. Her seeing the tumor grow, telling me to seek a doctor, fight of what it might be, kept me. Being at the clinic, doctors touching me, their hands all over my genitals, telling me what I already knew. We need to run tests just to see if it's cancerous. Receiving a phone call 4 hours later scared me. Emotions of fear take over my consciousness, my stomach turning, twisting, nervous of the outcome, telling me to come back. They needed to talk to me. Tears falling like waterfalls. My worst fear came to be true. Cancer. The killer of so many of my family, now my burden too. Weeping like a baby, I look for comfort, only to find it at the bottom of a bottle. Still reaching for another, telling me that it's curable. Moving quickly is vital. Tumor cells are spreading rapidly. 2 weeks later, dressed in a hospital gown, they laid me on the cutting board, subduing me with anesthesia. Eyes closing only to awaken to a feeling of discomfort, removing my ill-grown tumor, not being able to move, doped out on morphine. 7 days of rest, trying to walk, but couldn't. Cutting me like a C-section, giving birth to tumor cells, my muscles weakened from distortion. Cut by the instruments, walking was a task on its own. Feeling vulnerable, less than a man, friends not being friendly except for a few, receiving minimum phone calls divided by the number of friends equals the rest of them being full of shit. Loved ones, family, not being around when you needed them. That wanting to go home, staying with a true friend, her taking care of me on top of the burden that she already had. Thanking her constantly. Radiation fatiguing me. Chemo weakens me. Loss of hair and control of emotion. Missing her loving ways. Wanting to rekindle. Lost love drove she away. I am sorry for saying what I said to you that day. Emotionally attacking her with verbal cancer was not the plan. Again, I am sorry. Suffering from 2 forms of cancer, one medical, the other emotional. Realizing that one is treatable, the other isn't. Some wounds will heal, others leave cuts and scars. Now, medically cured, but emotionally wounded. But they say, with time, all heals.
Let me Hello, everyone. This is the Angelic Poetess, and I hope you all are enjoying the show thus far. You're tuning into Poetic Moments, and today I'm just going to be pretty much flowing tracks and music. Get your chill on, relaxation, whatever you want to do, unwind with me. Those that's in chat, big shout out to the Educator Poet, the Encourage Radio. Guest 2448, Bobby Days, Soul Poetry, and Warren. Thank you all for coming through. Again, I will be just playing tracks and music today. I'm really, really tired, so I just hope you guys can enjoy that. Open mic will be on Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The poet that you heard earlier before the music was Manny, and the next poet up will be Black Ice.
When you look at my brothers, what's your first impression? Does the sight of us leave you guessing, or do you understand the stressing, the aggression, The look of no hope on my niggas' faces, like the Lord overlooked us when he handed down his graces. You see, embraces fall short on the numb tips of street entrepreneurial fingers. Stuck in the walls of the project halls where the coke smell still lingers. External blingers is all we can be, because on the inside we've been given nothing to shine on. And a gig is harder to get than coke, so niggas get their grind on, because the TV tells us, aim high, nigga, make all goals lateral. But that takes paper that we don't have, so niggas put their souls up as collateral now. Some niggas reclaim them, some blame them, make an excuse to sell them. But when a nigga goes from not doing to doing, what can you tell them? Not to be a nigga. Shit, I got to be a nigga, that's how I pay the bills. And I'ma do that whether I got to sling this coke or exploit these rhyme skills. See, America makes you an opportunist, and at the same time, they institutionalize you. So the fact that niggas get these big record deals, big money, and then go to jail shouldn't surprise you. That's what lies do. And most of these guys do have raw talent, just infantile education. So the business feeds them all the weed and ecstasy and a little bit of paper to provide some pacification. From all the bullshit frustration they serve you. Meanwhile, they corrupt your perception of what the real is. See, they taken all our businessmen and made them drug dealers. Took all our messengers, made them rappers, just flapping their jaws, afraid to admit their treason. Took all our soldiers for the cause, made them killers for no reason and being fucked up. Well, that's in this season, so if you're negative, you're positive, and if you're positive, you're called a hater. But I maintain control of my soul because I know it gets greater later. And I told y'all the last show, I'm no hater, I just know what the truth is. I've been intertwining this pudding for a year now, so I know where the proof is. It lies in these Midtown Manhattan skyscrapers where former hustlers sign papers and do fucked up capers by 16 infamous stars at a time. Got them chopping and bagging and serving that shit to niggas 16 bars at a time, and the crime is undetectable by the feds because in the heads of our kids is where the track is. And music shoots straight to the soul. Is so potent, so it's much more addictive than crack is. Now, the high is just an illusion, lies and confusion, but just for that rush, just once these young bucks will go through it. So in essence, they're still flooding our streets with thugs, drugs, and killing. They just using these record labels to do it. Taking our heartfelt demos, putting us in limos, trying to fuck up our direction. And most niggas is trained to chase money and pussy, so we fall victim to our own erection. Now, convincing ourselves that we're on our way somewhere where we're not going, but ignorance is bliss, and niggas love this, so niggas take pride in not knowing. We not growing. Nigga, I'll give a fuck how slick you flowing if you ain't showing these kids nothing or adding nothing positive to the earth. See, I've been destined to touch this world since the day I was born. To be honest, fuck a deal. God gives me what I'm worth.
Finding love. I want to do dumb things. I'm talking strolling in the park things, stealing kisses straddled on park swings in the daylight while the ice cream van sings a little melody for us to move to, like... I'm talking some midnight dedications of rare groove tunes, and we're all across London. We use it real names too, because we're not fazed by who call who a fool. See, I want to do everything with you. So
I fantasize about
you just every day, and I want to do just everything. Say, baby, say everything, and now I wanna run holding hands. See, I know that we can do this in a field of purple grass sprayed with green or white tulips under a sky washed orange by an everlasting sunset. You know what? I ain't done yet. See, I want to catch a ride of some crimson-colored stallion. We can sail a boat made of water straight into the horizon. Or we can catch a lift on a cloud that silver lining's really platinum. But you know what? I still ain't done yet. See, I want to... And I was thinking we could...
Sit over, baby.
And if you wouldn't mind a little...
Oh, yeah.
And if you're ready, we can always...
Oh, baby.
I want to be on the phone with you for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. I'm no longer scared of your future, baby, because after tonight, I'm going to be in your history forever. See, I about you just every day, and I said, do just say everything, say everything, say everything, say everything. I
fantasize about you every day, and I want to do just everything
for you,
baby.
Just
everything, and I fantasize about you every day, and I want to do just.
Hey, hey, hold up a minute. Let me stop up here and use this payphone real quick. Hey, hey, Tony, it's me. I was just calling, you know. Just calling to let you know. Don't wait up for me tonight. I just got a lot of things on my mind I gotta think about, you know. I mean, I know things are different, but you know, it's not you, it's me, you know, it's really me, you know. I mean, basically, I just think I'm gonna need some space.
Why are you calling me on the phone? Why are you not at home all the time? You say you're staying over your friends, cause you got a lot for your mind. It ain't me, still you say the same has changed. So tell me, what exactly does it mean when you say you need your space? Just don't excuse me.
Why you gotta lie?
No.
Somebody better than me, you know, and right now, I can't give you what you need, you know, I mean, I want to love you, man, I'm going to love you one day, but, you know, man, you just got to understand where I'm coming from.
You say right now that you're not what I'm looking for, and what you really need is time to grow. Promising that one day you may come around, and I'm supposed to let that go. but where the hell do you get lost? Telling me your mom said I'm not a what you need. Tell you what, since she knows it all, and then that's where you need to be. Just don't make no excuses.
Why you gotta lie to me?
No.
Allowing penetration beyond the threshold of the soul. time within. Until starlight twinkles across closed eyes, flowing on the spacious sky. Love is for eternity, turning I into we.
Thank you. that's constant is change. And if change is constant, then I've constantly changed my mind about changing many times. See, for the majority, change is breathtaking, in that it takes you out of the norm and it sweeps you into a speechless reality of surprise. Liberated, when one is awakened by knowledge in the 21st century and realized that their mind has still been enslaved. Groundbreaking, for those who come with new ideas, ready to break up the conformity of the ground that's been laid. Faith shaken, for those who can't seem to walk outside the line, even though they never saw a line engraved. And for others it causes long hours of deliberating, because change forces you to change your mind about the changes you wouldn't have made. And I know one thing's for certain and two things for sure. But it's necessary, and some say by any means necessary. And the legendary look at change is revolutionary, and the haters, they say it's temporary, and they just not with it. The stubborn won't admit it, cause they just don't get it. Their minds can't grasp past one thought at a time, and time has their minds stuck on the thought of change. Scared to death of change, afraid to be the change that they want to see, afraid of the growing pains that cause stagnation to be set free, scared that change may manifest who we really were created to be, and change puts the focus back on you, and takes the focus off you changing me. And I know one thing's for certain, and two things for sure. Nothing ever changed, there would be no butterflies, no winter, spring, summer skies, no truth to transform lives, no hope in a mother's eyes, no sick and tired of being sick and tired, but still I rise, no energy to transform to us when a great one dies, no quickening of attention when a child cries, no force for growth, no forward movement, no programmatic thrust, no second chances for us. Sinners. No rematch strategy for the losers destined to become winners. No evolution to eventual perfection. Still a white and a colored section. It would be a perfect example of everything being different, where nothing would change. Even thinking of a black man in the White House would be strange. Being God's vessel to command America to change. Now that's change. And I know one thing's for certain and two things for sure. He will make all things new. So I decided to change my mind about changing. What about you? What about you?
been lied to, and I have been left alone with no answer.
Tells lies like his words are true. So what do we do? You see, my ancestors were screaming the same thing for years, so tell me why now we still can't seem to hear. We got black millionaires who too greedy to share. Only up on the TV is when they start to care, because green can sometimes take your black away. The more green that you get, the more your blackness fades. We all have forgotten we are descendants of slaves, and some stayed strong and came together just to make their escape. While we stay strong for us, we separated like waves. So when our kids reach our age, the same story is played. Over and over again. It's not a hand we lend, it's an anchor we throw. I'm trying to pull myself to the top, but these devils won't seem to let me go, and they holding me like a football team. So why are we letting America keep destroying our dreams, and they do it so easily? My lady thought there was no pleasing me. I was cut from the root, so she destroyed the tree, hoping this would bring about my slow decease. And that's how they got us, y'all. They had us build up America so that we could fall. So stop letting America keep misleading y'all, and stop letting America keep mistreating y'all, and stop letting America keep deceiving y'all. They don't want us to know that we all can get along. They don't want us to know that we were made to be strong. I'm talking stronger than my ancestors' blood that runs through my veins, and stronger than my slavery name and constant pain, all for the fact that we still can't come together. We still not making things better. It's the cheddar that's turning y'all men to mites. I was lacking in the cheddar, so I lost my wife. I lost my kids and all. That was the final price. So fellas, stop dropping our black women like hot potatoes, trading them in for trailer parks and Winnebagoes, and marrying women who daddy keep you on the payroll, while it's believed that most black men are hardly stable. We look the truth in the face, but we run to the faithful. Instead of food being cooked in the kitchen, we chopping dope up on our table, killing ourselves and killing our own. Blowing most of our money on these cellular phones, not college, not knowledge. We think we know all we need to learn. That's why we constantly getting burned with no concern. You know why? Because we must learn. 2006, y'all, wake up. We must learn. We must learn.
All right, and I am back on the air. So you guys are amazed. I've been playing tracks all night. You're in tune with Poetic Moments, and I'm your host, the Angelic Poetess. We're bringing on a phenomenal poet. His name is Haiti. And before I bring Haiti in, let me give a shout-out to the chat room once again, the Educated Poet, guest 2733, Miss Fortress, Robbie Baby, Tell It Like It Is, and Warren. Thank you all for stopping through and experiencing the side of the Angelic Poetess. Okay, with that being said, let me open up Haiti's line.
Peace, peace. God,
hey.
Hey, good evening. How are you doing tonight?
I am just laid back in my computer chair relaxing.
All right, that's what's up, that's what's up. Peace, educated peace. I have a new piece I wanted to share, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to, you know, throw off the vibration. I know you got a little cool vibe going, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, it's a little fire, you know what I'm saying? But it's just something I need to practice on, and, you know, I wanted to share it with your audience.
Definitely. What you got?
All right. And it's going to ride out for a little bit. It turned out to a poetic story. But it's called Bitch Assness on the Mic. All right? Mm-hmm. Bitch Assness on the Mic. They smile in your face all the while they disrespect your place. The bitch assness. Bitch assness. Warning to all you fake ass poets on the mic, and you know who you is. Y'all been sounding mad annoying like the oversaturation of garbage music and radio spins. It's the attack of the pop star clones and auto-tones. We worship in vanities to be rich. Welcome to Babylon. While our enemies molest our children right in front of our midst, there is no creativity, strictly right brain activity, that carbon copy shit. For 8 hours a day and 5 days a week, we assist them in euthanizing our children's cognitive abilities. While many parents are on the plantation asleep, we've put our children at high risk, just like the drugs do at mental facilities. But y'all ain't feeling me. Parents, you become mentally weak. Our ancestors, enemies, curriculums, babysits, programs, and surgically molds the minds of our youth, training them how to think, subconsciously impregnating their psyche. And now you wonder what happened to your child. Parents, you chose to trust the beast. We can keep pretending that these cartoons are so innocent and sweet, but yo, it goes deep, and they're getting a miseducation, all right, with plenty of demons and death in the future to keep. Excuse my sarcasm, which may be taken as frustration. I'm just a soul rebel speaking from the spoken word nation. Poetic warrior, stand up and keep on with this meditation. Keep spitting that truth to fire. We are now in revelations. Eradicate the word kids, because our youth are not baby goats. They are intentionally retarding the creative process of our children's growth. Didn't you know? Didn't you know? Just like how the words can, should, would, and hope all create a serious illusion. Not admitting to post-traumatic space syndrome means we are denying psycho-spiritual intrusion. At the root of our confusion, we are still speaking a manipulative slave language and don't even know it or care about the real solutions. Swag on that. There are electronic, subliminal, demonic distractions to redirect our children's mentality on sight. Just like one hit of crack, switching the alpha brainwaves to beta frequencies, like the shifting of traffic lights and tainted music from those destructive traps, pollutes and clings like parasites, and we still haven't collectively recognized that this shit has always been rigged, so we fall for these traps daily instead of dealing with them, allowing these viruses to live. Just look at our family structures, 50 plus years after integration, we're more divided now than our actual physical enslavement did. This ass backwardness does exist. I do want you to get upset, get motivated, so you will become more proactive and do something to get rid. Instead of laughing at our reflection like this is supposed to be a normal comprehension, let's be our children's heroes and give up being the infection. Teach them to know thyself and keep it raw for their very own protection. Turn off channel zero and the radio. Allow them to exercise critical thinking skills so they won't get caught up in lessons. Be involved in their problem-solving scenarios. Show them how to balance. Show them how balance diffuses aggression. Tune into this frequency. We broadcasting live in poetic stereo. Yo, so many people are tired of hearing that weak ass shit. And the conclusion is that some of you poets must get dissed. Some of you cons are frauds of script. Just like the con in concept accept. It's the deception that you give. To all my haters, there's no need to get uptight when I'm on the mic. We all got our different flavors. Well, some of us, at least, I'm not the one hiring ghostwriters to write or actors to choreograph how I recite. I ain't the one walking around in bowels of shame telling crowds that my flow is too long or instructing them to disrespect and boo my name so your shallow ass aura can look tight and be in the spotlight. I don't got time for those childish games. I'm vibing with our ancestors, and we got bigger and better things to do for our people than to hang them with manipulators of change. As wise intelligence says, it's no longer smart to be dumb. And although your words seem to be entertaining to some, for the moment you're actually contributing to the corruption by adding the hateration component. What's so good about fun when it's at the expense of others? You choose to make yourself look or feel good like that herb-ass poet you've become. Ignorant cells, and it's the number one toxin used to make us cognitively numb when we are in desperate need of uncut words of atonement, of inspiration through self-actualization is how we become one within. Let's go back to being and acknowledging that we are indigenous. We have been taught to assimilate and cultivate. Move out of the way with your whack-ass deliverances. We can agree to disagree, and sure, we'll have our differences. However, the difference is, are you going to ride instead of maintaining that pseudo-poetic status quo so our people will remain so zombified when now is the time? We as poets, griots, must bring our words to life. Fuck doing it for in entertainment. The moment you agreed to put pen to page and step on the stage, you gotta realize this ain't no normal ordainment. You repping the ancestral sage, or maybe you're just here to get paid, or spitting lyrics, trying to get laid. Just know this ain't no ordinary arrangement. Our people are in a state of emergency. We must emergency. And the spoken word, the open mic, is not to be tamed, for we spit lava with potency to burn up those mental chains. The word was first. We do this through poetry. Time for these counterfeit lollipop bubblegum poets to step to the side and take a seat. Step up your game, and if you're gonna spit that shit, speak. Yes, there's nothing wrong with expressing yourself. However, this shit has been on cold red, and our ancestors demand that wordsmiths teach. Our people are in need of serious help. Every day we are dying, internally crying, steadily lying to ourselves. My nature finna get buck wild like the sound of a F5 tornado's yell. It's time for us to break these spells. Our ancestors are tired of us acting savage. They so sick of this shit. Tired of us giving them half-assed respect like they average. Because if it wasn't for them banging for our people as a collective, how would we have managed? Give the audience the much-needed substance so they can start to heal from damage. Spoken word is medicine, and yes, we gotta have it. Instead of amusing them to a slow death, it's so sad how we be laughing at ourselves. It's like we want to be engraved. I heard a rapper sing a song the other day, talk about whip it like a slave. Such a dishonorable tragedy. Do we still love our children, or are we just playing? Spit something more than just hot similes and metaphors. Stimulate their brains. Job our poetry. 3 minutes and 10 seconds barely gives you time to ascertain what the artist is verbally spraying. Fuck the notion that people don't have listening skills or the patience. The spoken word is about receiving the message and mentally engaging. Who's been scripting our mental stage? Why is everything always about money and competition? Are we that in love with self-hate? When you recite besides pussy poetry, how about something to help us grow out of our all things you have spitting in your arsenal, especially in this moment? What happened to our primary focus, bringing about the healing of our people, where we acknowledge wrongs and start uniting? You want to stay stuck by your hype and ego, brandishing your titles, thinking you're resurrecting dead souls to life. No matter how much your ass get paid, at the end of the day, you're just another nigga. Now you're just a nigga who can write. However, who are you writing for? Poetry pimps and pimpstresses profiteer and make their businesses. Bourgeoisie be on that clickiness. We can all give a lot more. You claim you want to free minds, yet how many times have you been involved in giving your energy consistently towards a committed unity grind? What about the non-state funded kinds that are specially designed to re-socialize our children's minds, to socially engineer and positively steer our children's lives? Spit some unity rhymes without an appearance fee. Educate yourselves and our people about the importance of knowing ourselves and our story and what it means to be mentally free. You have that ability, and it's very necessary to embrace our diverse divine African spiritualities. There was a time when all artists were on the front lines playing their position without the pussyfooting in technicalities, because we all knew we were on a mission. Fuck the vision, we're all in the same boat. Our ancestors' oral traditions is not a hustle nor a game. When the griot, the Jalakundi, spoke in the village, everyone listened and paid attention. They gave praise for the stories that empowered them with education. This is how our families stayed raised, just like the realities of today and yesterday. It was not for money and fame. This is a new age of awareness. The divine feminine energy is bringing black balance in Aquarius. Speak on a mic with a conscience. Stop spitting low-grade vibrational poison to our brains. Respect the veterans who came before you. Get your own dance style and stop acting lame. Get some humbleness in your attitude and your content. We're tired of hearing the same old thing. That me, egotistical, monotonous nonsense. It's about reaching our people, our children, with every word than what you're weighing. What are you really conveying? Do you even realize that our ancestors have been at war and this still hasn't ended to this day? Or are you too damn punch-drunk love about being a carbon copy thug on that liquor, stuck in a stupor, being the mic whore while our enemies and frenemies subliminally disrespect us in our face. Blame it on the alcohol, right? Lose the fantasy island bullshit tour. Stop shucking and jiving and spitting that poetic minstrel shit. Stop being a mic whore and stop promoting bitch assness on the mic. Again, why do you write? I write for mental liberation. Spoken word, stand up.
All right. Now the Hades came through and burnt up the mic. I'm feeling that piece on so many levels. For real.
Give thanks, man. You know, it's, I mean, I stay here for a while, man, and I don't say stuff to people, and, you know, some people just try you the wrong way, man. It's just like, yow. You know, you keep trying to be humble about it, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, and they just keep trying you, man. It's just like, yo, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for all of those that feel that same way, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, this is, this is an expression.
But like I say, always say, haters is the reason why we keep doing what we do.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. But, you know, we got to check them too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Every now and again, you got to check them because they get out of hand.
Yeah, you got to let them know, especially in this, in the spoken word scene, you know. I don't know how it is. You're in NC, right?
Yeah.
North Carolina, yeah. I don't know how it is, but, you know, in South Florida, you got a lot of egos and, you know, so.
I heard stories about this.
Oh, you heard some. Oh, see, you already heard stories, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if it ain't even come from me, you heard stories. So, I got my own little stories to share, but, you know, they don't have to come out unless it needs to, but, you know, I spoke about it. The word, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you coming on, Haiti. Before you go, please tell everyone where they can find your work at.
Most definitely. I appreciate you to do that. It's 800, www.myspace.com/HAITIBLUEZFOOD. That's Haiti Blues Food. Also, I'm on the FB as well. You can look me up on there. And coming out with my debut spoken word mixtape project, Jesus Returns. That's the year of the Griot spoken word mixtape compilation featuring 50 plus spoken word artists, musicians, drummers, vocalists, MCs. And, you know, it'll be out sometime in September. It's going to do its thing. So definitely stay tuned.
That's what's up. All right. You have a good night, Haiti.
All right. I appreciate it once again, Goddess D, and
you
have yourself a wonderful, wonderful night as well. And get some rest.
All right.
All right. Oneness.
Oneness. All right, guys. Going back into the music.
Shoulders, I just wanna lay on you.
that you're wearing Victoria's Secret. Oh, that blows my mind. Now what should I bring? Strawberries, I'm thinking. Or some honey for your toe. I never imagined I'd get so excited, so aroused by you. I click on the cable, I put on a slow jam. Montana's coming.
So go on tonight.
Appealing to you, I'm 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 appealing to you, just messing with my head, like a movie from New Jack, it keeps calling me, it's appalling me the way it keeps messing with my head, like images of Strap and Fetches and Amos and Andy, damn these visions that keep me awake at night. Visions like airplanes from above, spraying spurts of ignorance like pesticide. And we're all too numbed out, too dumbed out, or too high to hide, high to hide. And I'm scared because I don't know how bare I must become not to succumb to the heat of the hovering sun that keeps closing in. And it's been far too much time to keep crying about how hard it is to be black in America. In fact, the enlightened I know would just stare at you like you're stuck in some kind of time warp. Shooting claims of racist play just for sport. And when you do come up short with no ends, dividends, friends, or support, maybe then we'll realize who's the jester and who's forced. Man, I get these visions of clowns dressed down in Tommy, Fubu, and Lugs, hugging on to their mad hoes. And while we're out in the trenches, they're clenching their fists, boxing shadows of their own up self-image. Brain hemorrhaging from too much gin and juice, loosely replaced by Hennessy. The taste, I'm just trying to keep up with the pace. And me, because you see the disgust on my face. Plus, he stuck up, he wouldn't even give me a pound. Well, I was hoping that you shut the fuck up for a minute and let somebody pound that. Gotta keep it real, cause the ghetto be good to me. Element out your philosophy, that maybe the atrocities of what the ghetto now represents would end. Maybe we really could have a black community again, like a Rosewood, without Sean Boyd having to be the star. Like, not just pimps and drug dealers driving fly cars. So yeah, me and every other Negro making dough who decides to move out the ghetto. I invite cats to my crib and they casing it, trying to figure out how to break through the back door. A kid gets caught up in bull crossfire just walking through the store. My man gets shot just cause he don't live on that block. So what the hell you want me to come through for? And when I do come through, I lay low at my man's house, but that's not good enough. You say I should come out.
Come on, man.
Imagine that. I
for the chill with my man, and you expect me to entertain you and your family. For what? So you can introduce me to your kids?
Yo, that deal, nigga.
Have you forgot my name is not Tupac or Big? Can't you see that I do not carry a gat in one hand and my nuts in the other? Don't you recognize the utter confusion with which I am consumed that my lifetime lover called hip-hop has left me with no room to breathe? I breathe because every time I scream at the top of my lungs, no one will hear me. I say, dream bigger, be better. Negativity. Life is not about money and fame.
Money will not
money
solve,
will not
all,
solve
your
all your problems. No one can make you happy,
no
but
one
yourself.
Can make you happy but
don't
yourself.
Smoke weed till you're an adult.
Don't smoke weed until you're an adult.
Don't get married unless it's heartfelt.
Don't get married unless it's heartfelt.
You can be smart and still
be
cool.
Smart and still be cool.
You can be smart and still
be
smart and still get women.
A man does not have to kick
you in the head to show you he loves you.
Show you that he loves you.
A man does not have to kick you in the head to show you love yourself before you have children.
Love yourself.
Love yourself. Respect
yourself.
Love yourself.
Respect yourself.
Love yourself.
Respect yourself.
But I can't put that to a breakbeat.
That is not smacking bitches and smoking blunts. Declaring that rappers are actors just like me. They don't really live the life you see. Would be like outing motherfuckers, so no one will hear me.
I have no desire to take food out of anybody's baby's mouth.
I just want us to expand the boundaries of what we see as truth.
I just want our youth to look beyond the limitations that we have created for ourselves. I figure, hell, if I delve into somebody's ass long enough and loud enough, maybe what we let pass down as truth about us will take a second glance to check it.
Maybe even take the chance to correct it.
Maybe one day
brothers can learn to love each other for real. And instead of gunning each other down together, learn to make a meal so their families can eat forever.
Maybe one day black women and black men can have open, honest, responsible relationships with each other without competing for who's been dogged out the most by the society in which we live. Maybe one day we'll all agree to the creed that once we are happy with ourselves, everything else falls into place.
Maybe one day we'll all learn to enjoy this journey and stop doing 100-yard sprints in this 26-mile race.
Maybe. Maybe through my many time travels, as this world unravels, these realities I will find. Because I refuse to believe that these are just visions of my mind.
Every now and then I guess
Listen to the struggles of the world I enter. Submerged in life, I grow tired of the redundancies in the center. I hunger for more than I can see with my uncircumcised eyes as I continue to feed on knowledge, a necessity to survive. Choking on lies like reparations and no child left behind when, in fact, one is left every day whose skin is black like mine. It burns as I release my anguish of the stress I feel inside of having to face imposed ancestral curses and other self-hatred that lash upon my back like the sting of the master's whip in between shoulder and hip. But with truth injected and the lies rejected, I won't be left naked. Muffled voices spark my interest as I change my direction. I feel a disconnection as I think of my entrance, or should I say, my ejection. Into consciousness, I will live to become the sun, lighting the dark by way of the moon until the morning comes. But who will stand up for me when my time has come? Should I end it all now, or should I see what is in the distance? But who will you stand up for me when my time has come? Why do I concern myself with such decisions when I am only an infant?
All right. Thank you all for tuning in to Poetry Moments. I am your host, the Angelic Poetess. One love, peace, and blessings.
Goodbye for now. We'll have our second time around. But before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's like death when we call.
Blessings, my poetic family. This is Miss Poetic D, a.k.a. Miss D. showcasing poets worldwide, doing it twice a week. Catch For The Love of Poetry, Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Get your live recites and poetry over music. And we're going to follow that up with the best R&B music there is. Poetry After Dark, the original. Only on Saturdays, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where the open mic is blazing. Contact me, poetryafterdark@gmail.com. That's poetryafterdark@gmail.com. I am Miss Poetic D, your host, your poet, your author. www.